St. Louis Cardinals.
He's a liar and a hypocrite. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China is saying about our vice president the day after he spoke out about the NBA Hong Kong controversy. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, China's Vice President Mike Pence's speech yesterday at the Wilson Center was full of arrogance, political prejudice, and lies. The vice president said the Trump administration is hopeful phase one of a trade deal can be reached while blasting China for human rights abuses and its handling of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong.
To the millions in Hong Kong who have been peacefully demonstrating to protect your rights these past months, we stand with you.
Beijing said the Chinese government attaches great importance to the protection and promotion of human rights. Dave?
Rachel, Democrats are angry the Justice Department is shifting U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe into the origins of the probe of Russia and the Trump campaign into a criminal inquiry. The chairman of the Intel and Judiciary Committees say the Attorney General is now a vehicle for the president's political revenge. But Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe told Fox this morning when the Inspector General's report investigating what happened in 2016 comes out,
it'll be very clear why the Durham investigation has now moved to a criminal probe, which will allow him to impanel a grand jury and bring in witnesses and ultimately perhaps bring criminal charges.
U.S. troops left Syria after Turkey went in targeting Kurdish fighters who had been American allies battling ISIS. But now that a ceasefire is in place, hundreds of U.S. soldiers will head back into Syria along with tanks to help secure oil fields. In California,
once you leave an area, you will not be allowed back in.
Sheriff Mark Essex in Sonoma County, where 50,000 people have evacuated as a barely contained wildfire still burns around the Geyserville area. 50 buildings have burned down. Another fire in the L.A. area destroyed 6 homes, and hundreds of thousands more people could have their power cut trying to prevent more fires. America's listening to Fox News.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells TMI, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cybercriminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online, whether that's credit card numbers, account login info, or your social security number. To help put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Simply install, log in once, and it uses bank-grade encryption for your personal information. Norton Secure VPN immediately helps keep your online activity on mobile devices and laptops private every time you're connected. Norton Secure VPN starts at $3.33 a month with an annual subscription. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Don't let Wi-Fi, public or in your own home, mean TMI. Get Norton Secure VPN ASAP. After all, it's from Norton, the leader in consumer cybersecurity. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at less than $4 a month. Terms of apply.
She's still low in the polls, but Tulsi Gabbard is not giving up in the Democratic race for president like Tim Ryan did yesterday. Instead, the congresswoman from Hawaii will focus even more on it, announcing,
"I will not be seeking re-election to Congress in 2020.
Gabbard's gotten a lot more attention lately after Hillary Clinton suggested that she's a Russian agent trying to help reelect President Trump. The congresswoman has called that a smear. There's a report out on the first of two deadly plane crashes that led to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX jets.
The report, done by Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Commission, found that Lion Air Flight 610 crashed because of a combination of three things: aircraft design flaws, inadequate training, and maintenance problems. Flight 610 went down on October 29th last year, killing 189. The report summary says the pilots were never told how to quickly respond to malfunctions of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet's automated flight control system. 5 months after the Indonesian crash, the same kind of problem caused a MAX jet to crash in Ethiopia, killing all 157 on board. Boeing says it's working to address all the safety recommendations to prevent similar problems from recurring. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A sheriff in South Carolina is about to be an ex-sheriff convicted in a sex scandal.
The guilty verdict came in so late last night for suspended Greenville County Sheriff Will Lewis that he won't find out until today if he'll serve any time behind bars. The jury found the 43-year-old guilty of misconduct in office for using his power and public resources to have sex with his personal assistant. Lewis testified that the sex at an out-of-town meeting was consensual but not illegal. He could get up to 1 year in prison. He'll definitely lose his job. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down slightly ahead of the opening bell. On Thursday night football, the Minnesota Vikings won their fourth straight game, beating the Washington Redskins 19-9. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yeah, another week. This is it, right? November is next Friday.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is next Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah, I do that, back that up one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got to make sure I get the candy. Already thinking out loud. Here
exactly.
We go. The news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty and all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities are investigating after a man was shot in the leg by someone firing from a vehicle on Thursday afternoon. Police were called out midday to Country Fair Drive and West White Street for a shooting. Two vehicles were apparently leaving the Gramercy Park apartment complex when someone in one vehicle fired at another vehicle, and a 28-year-old man was hit. He was taken to a hospital for what was described as a non-life-threatening injury. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration said this week the state's bill backlog will hit $19 billion in 5 years if they don't come up with additional tax revenue. That amount is projected to be $5.9 billion when the current fiscal year ends on June 30th. The Journal Register says the report does not account for revenue that could come from recreational marijuana sales or the implementation of the progressive income tax that the governor is pushing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Now your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got some clouds and a high 57 today, down to around 41 this evening. There's rain in the forecast tomorrow, high 54, low 47. Sunshine on Sunday with a high 62, low 40. Right now, the temperature's at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it is great to have you listening this morning on the radio. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up bottom of the hour. Looking forward to chatting today. Tulsi Gabbard says she's not running for Congress. She's served since 2012. The great state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Does this have anything to do with Hillary and some of the jabs?
I mean, I have to check, but last I knew, if you serve 2 terms in Congress, you were made. You're good. I think you get health care for life.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Sure.
I probably disagree with 90% of Tulsi Gabbard's policies, but she's the old-style Democrat who you can actually talk to.
Okay.
And have a conversation with, in the sense of Paul Simon. You know, those Democrats I disagreed with but respected. I like Tulsi Gabbard. Again, I don't know if I agree with much, but I believe she's authentic. I guess that's what I'm looking for, authenticity versus a show.
Right.
And Elizabeth Warren, to me, is so far left when, talking Medicare for all means everybody has everything for free. There is no road to that.
Right.
Minus paying most of your money to the government in taxes.
Yeah.
There's no opportunity. You can take everybody. My understanding is you can take everybody that makes $200,000 and more and take all of their money, and it doesn't touch this. This is $32 trillion.
Oh, my goodness.
Over like 10 years.
Ugh.
Our whole thing in the States is like $4 trillion or something every year. So it's just, if you want to give most all of what you have, but the trade out there is it's free. I mean, there's no copay, no prescription medication. No. The other side of that is, when can I get in for my surgery?
That's right.
Oh, I have to go to Costa Rica for that.
That's right.
And
how many different nations think of our, healthcare is great and come here.
They come here. They seek the United States. And then the other side of it that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, who's going to be a doctor?
Right.
I mean, is that, doctors are buying real estate. They're leaving the business That's not good. There are shortages that nobody's mentioning. We need doctors. Is this going to be an online because you're going to be so desperate? Can I be a doctor? How you feel? Why don't you take a couple of these and call me? Call me. Well, I'm busy tomorrow. I'm golfing. But call me 2 days from now.
Okay.
Actually, as a matter of fact, give me my cell phone back. You can't call that anymore. I mean, we're not thinking this through. This is, if you like the VA and you think the VA has treated our veterans the way they should be treated, then this is what you get, that except multiplied by a bazillion. You want that? You can't get in. You don't get good care. You can't fire anybody. That's, you know, that's a real flaw, in my opinion, in government work, is you really can't fire people.
Yeah.
You can transfer them.
Kind of get rearranged.
You can move them to another department. But think about that. What sense does that make to anybody when you have somebody that sucks at what they do and you can't fire them?
Right.
They have a bad attitude. They're cancer to other people. And you can't do anything but get rid of them into another department? The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign deals a little with that. You don't have the best employees in every department. You can't be 100%. You can't. The question is government work motivating or is it super steady? You know, if you have a job and you don't have to be very good at it and you continue to have a job, what's your motivation to be any good except wait for pensions?
Mm-hmm.
I just disagree with the whole theory and philosophy. I think you have to get caught stealing five times on video to even lose your job. And
right.
Anyway, so there's that too. So I worry that with health care for all, that you'll be calling for your cancer screening and transferred 14 times. Call the government office and see how that goes. Just call them and see how many times you're transferred and see
how long you're on hold.
And big corporate companies are the same way. I mean, AT&T, love you, but you can't reach anybody if you really need them. You really don't have, because it's not their department. They're nice people, but you're just talking to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, good to have you listening. We'll get Mike and Johnny bottom of the hour.
And if you ever have an opinion, 359-2255.
Yeah, always, always share. I'm actually looking forward to the football game tomorrow.
All right, Purdue, 11 a.m.
Yeah, and I don't know what will happen. We might get beat. We might get thumped, but we might beat them.
I've heard of more people going over to West Lafayette.
Yeah, why not? We're the Orange. We beat Wisconsin. Yeah, that's us.
And then Wisconsin
is... Yeah. You might have heard of us. We're the ones that, talk of the country. Biggest upset in the nation. It's us. A big eye here. We say Illinois. You know where we are?
Uh-huh.
It feels good. So, that's 11 a.m. tomorrow. We are a 10-point favorite. Underdog. 10-point
Wisconsin
underdog.
And Ohio State is what's really trending in the Big Ten at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So.
Can you say lost its luster? Yeah. That's a good little ball game over there.
Okay.
Hey, you guys do good. You're a good team. Keep it up. All right, going to break for this. We'll be back. Sports headlines coming up. If you need something to get rid of smells in a room or a house, you go to CMI. They got these odor busters. CMI's Eat 'Em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors, like food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. Stop by CMI in Bloomington Road. Pick up yours. Give them a call, 359-6262. Betsy Parks just celebrated a birthday.
I saw that.
359. She owns this, along with Brad.
Uh-huh.
CMI Clean, your janitorial equipment experts. I'm a big shop local man now.
Yeah.
Getting bigger as we go. I can't imagine anybody trying to go bricks and mortar and people coming in looking at their stuff.
It sure is tough.
Taking a picture of the tag and then going to their car and ordering it for Amazon. Come on, man.
Killing me with that.
Come on, man. Let's shop local when we can.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's about money and convenience, but you got to price these folks. It's very competitive now. They have to be. CMI Clean, CMIClean.com. Sports headlines next, 7:14.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over. But don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have three locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and two in Champaign, one in Marketplace Mall and one on North Prospect.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines at 7:16.
World Series Game 3 happens tonight, and the Nationals are hosting Houston. Of course, the Nationals are up 2-1 and have been hot. And hot beats
better. That's what I say. Okay. I mean, if better wins if nobody's hot, but hot beats better. It's like rock, paper, scissors.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing.
Okay,
exactly the same thing. By the way, first World Series game in Washington, D.C. since 1933. It was the Washington Senators back then.
I see.
Yeah.
Thanks for that bit of trivia.
1924, the Senators actually won the World Series. But it's been a while, so they're all going to be there. In D.C., the crowd's going to go nuts.
That's right.
It's going to be pretty hard. I think Houston's a better baseball team, but this just proves it. It just doesn't matter when they get hot. So 16 out of the last 18. That's what Washington's done.
Oh,
end of the year, end of the playoffs. They've lost two games to the Dodgers. They beat the Cardinals 4. They beat Houston 2. They could just win 2 more and end this thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had Minnesota over Washington. Minnesota now 6-2. Washington has only had one win this season in the NFL. 19-9 was the final yesterday. Let's see. I don't have it written down, but I know your Saints are taking on the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
And we have the Bears.
Noon Sunday against the Chargers.
That's it.
Yeah. Chargers in Chicago.
Yes.
Yep. I will ask Coach about the Bears. I mean, he's been through all that. And Bears fans are wonderful, but
they're mad about Mitch Trubisky.
He just and Johnny will probably mention, why didn't Mitchell Trubisky play any preseason football games?
I thought he had a shoulder issue or something.
I don't think so.
Maybe that was later.
They were trying to protect him, I think.
Okay, gotcha.
And I understand that, but he's not Tom Brady, and he needs reps. Anyway.
Okay. So, of course, we mentioned our Illini in West Lafayette to take on Purdue. It's an 11 a.m. kick. The Wisconsin Badgers that we played and beat are taking on Ohio State.
Hey, they got a good little ball club up there
in
Madison.
Yes, they do.
You keep your daubers up. Let's go.
Well, they'll be in Buckeye territory.
Yeah, come on. You can do it.
Interesting game. And Michigan's number 19. They'll be taking on number 8 Notre Dame at 6:30 tomorrow night. So that's one people are watching all. Also, for Illini soccer, Wisconsin on top, 1-0.
1-0. It was like Christian said, it was like a film over our goal. It was that we had so many shots, it just didn't go in. Tough. And Wisconsin's like ranked. So
right. Minnesota on Sunday. And then for the Illini volleyball team in Huff, Saturday at 5, they're taking on Ohio State. It's the pink match.
Yep.
If you don't have pink, head to Game Day Spirit. I was in there. Their volleyball and the pink and all that.
Got it going.
Very good. So that's happening. And, of course, we're working with the U of I women's basketball team on Sunday from 3 to 5. It's our trick-or-treating with the stars event. U of I Community Credit Union and ShamBannaMoms.com. Also big sponsors on this event, the Ubbin Basketball Complex, both gyms with lots of things for the kids to do. Doors open at 3 for this free event, Sunday at 4th and St. Mary's Road.
Gotta go. It's going to be awesome. Your child can get in that costume again.
Exactly.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into somebody who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber. Gerber location.
Clouds at a high 56, 41 hour low tonight. Up to 54 tomorrow, down to 47. The chance of showers, 100%. 62 with mostly sunny conditions on Sunday, down to around 40. We're currently at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Mike Ditka standing by. He's in Naples. Brother Johnny in New Orleans. Get them both on the radio here in the next 10, 12 minutes. It's 7:20. It's Friday, October 25th.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon has been spending more to deliver same-day packages to Prime members, and the cost cut into its profit in the summer quarter. Amazon's earnings declined 26% in the period from a year ago. It's the company's first drop in profit since 2017. Mitch Rochelle at PwC says we're seeing the price of Amazon's move to be competitive.
I think what it's signaling is there is heavy competition for e-commerce, and they're not the only game in town. And they have to build infrastructure that costs them a lot of money so they can be competitive.
Amazon's quarter included its Prime Day sale. Striking General Motors workers finish voting on their proposed four-year contract today. The United Auto Workers has recommended members ratify the deal. The union is scheduled to reveal the results of the vote later today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm Neil Gavito from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Hey.
Hey, Bench, what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Were you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 gold glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue emu, it works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign. With batteries for most every application in stock.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.creditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
I tell Lisa Byington, like, I have never seen Wisconsin get schemed up like they're getting schemed up on someplace. Because I saw some chunk runs. I saw Navarro's pass. I haven't seen that this year.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing. And be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, there's Donnie Navarro who caught that touchdown pass. Walk on.
Mm-hmm.
Walk on.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll earn a scholarship now. But
didn't Johnny try out for the U of I?
Johnny played
team?
For the U of I.
Right.
4 years.
It was kind of like Rudy's story.
Well,
he
walked on and he was on the scout team, played 4 years. The difference is normally people don't stick around that long.
Right.
He loved football. He loved the game.
But he's not that big of a guy.
No, 145 dripping wet.
Right.
But
like 5'6 or so.
I'd say 5'7.
Okay.
Maybe 5'8, but he could catch everything. He was all area, all courier land, if you remember the courier. He had records at Unity for decades.
Nice.
But he could catch everything. And in practice he did. And the coaches got furious at the defense. By letting him be so successful, he caught touchdown passes in practice with the scout team. They used to beat him pretty good because they got mad he tried so hard.
Exactly.
His effort was off the charts. And he'll downplay it all, but it unbelievable that you go up against, in the 70s, they were still big,
yeah.
And certainly big relative to him.
Yeah.
But he could catch the football.
Awesome.
He could catch the football. And he got in the game. Caught a pass, got carried off the field. It was a Rudy moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was there. It was fun. He was on the final Bob Blackman television show. If you remember, Bob Blackman was a coach in the 70s.
I do.
And he was on the TV show on Channel 3. Because the story was like, everyone said, why is he out here? Because he loved the game.
Right.
Which a lot of the guys, you know, were there because he got school paid for.
Yep.
He loved football. Honda BMW. I love my CRV. I can't explain it. I've had a lot of different vehicles over the times.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it sits up right.
Yep.
It's not crazy money. It rides great.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the bells and whistles you
plenty
want.
Plenty of room in the back.
Plenty of room.
For the
I can carry
and luggage.
Stuff. Yep. I got stuff. Anyway, if you want to test drive a CRV at Honda BMW, you're standing by today. And you can get the very basic, which is even less money. I got a few bells and whistles on mine, but you don't have to. They're all great. You can get into a lease. If you put like $1,000 down, you can get a CRV for like $300 a month, which is for cars at that level, very nice.
That's great.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Service before, during, and after the sale. They are an award-winning dealership. Find out what it looks like. And don't buy anything till you at least go buy. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
We had one of the Centennial students come by from the Interact Club.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the haunted high at Centennial happening tomorrow.
We did that.
I know you remember all of that.
Yeah.
And it's great that they're taking donations. So if you want to experience that, and Unity High School is following suit. They have a haunted hallway on Saturday. Kid-friendly between 4 and 6 and between 8 and 10. It's more spooky for the older kids.
That's the key. It's kids friendly.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, it's all good. Those are all fine fundraisers, all that. That's
right.
Do you see the one that they have now? It's just off the charts. I just wouldn't do this. It's crazy. You have to sign a 40-page waiver to go.
What?
You have to have a doctor's written thing that you're... This is the goriest, grossest, awful, most creepy, scariest, blood-filled... I wouldn't mess with that.
Where is it?
I don't know. Probably shouldn't even mention it.
Okay, gotcha.
It is at some point you're goofing around with some dark stuff you shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous. And there are people that will go through that and get ideas. It's just like, you know, the Joker. I'm not against movies and free expression and all that stuff. I just wouldn't see it, certainly not in a theater, because you might be sitting next to somebody that wants to be a murderer and laughs about it, and a movie that's built around empathy for the murderer.
Right.
And it's dangerous stuff. I just, in this day and age with mental illness, some people don't see things the same, and so somebody that's not stable will go through that haunted thing, and I think it's pretty cool how they cut that guy's head off. I mean, stuff, you know, just weird.
You're right.
It's not any good. Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, I'm not big into the
okay.
Good for you. I got a Tootsie Roll if you come by.
Okay.
All right, we're going to break for the news. And coming back on this Friday morning, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, will find out what they think about the latest things in the news. Ask Mike about the Bears. And can you explain to me how the Saints have won five straight without Drew Brees? I did not expect that.
Wow.
And the Fighting Illini in West Lafayette, Kent Brown runs by coming up at 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give us the lowdown, but we're all kind of, again, wow, I'm excited. Let's play football.
That's right.
And basketball. Kind of a secret scrimmage coming up Sunday against South Carolina. Shh. Frank Martin, mentor to Brad Underwood. That's the connection, so we're going to see where, I guess, Brad wants to see where everybody is.
Okay.
They do a bunch of drills, and they play a scrimmage, and they have referees and all that stuff.
Okay, nice.
All right, we'll be back. It's ESPN 93.5, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana. Mike Ditka, who's 80, and Brother Johnny next. Glad you're listening Friday morning.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The probe into the Russia investigation gets bumped up.
The Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the origins of the Russia probe, giving the prosecutor in charge, John Durham, the power to issue subpoenas, impanel grand jury, and file criminal charges. It's unclear who's being targeted or when the probe was opened.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
House Democrats released a statement saying the investigation raises profound new concerns that Attorney General William Barr's Justice Department has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge.
President Trump this morning tweeting about former Democratic presidential hopeful Tim Ryan of Ohio, writing congressman finally dropped out after registering zero in the polls and unable to even qualify for the debate stage. And former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama among those speaking at the funeral service for Representative Elijah Cummings in Baltimore this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 2 years in prison is the sentence for a man who cut off the electronic monitoring bracelet he was wearing while on parole 2 years ago. In August, 22-year-old Shamario Brown pleaded guilty to escape. At the time, he was on supervised release for convictions for aggravated battery to a police officer and aggravated unlawful use of weapons. A new economic impact study says if the University of Illinois Willard Airport added two daily flights to and from Washington, D.C., it would draw 12,000 more visitors a year to Champaign County. The News Gazette says the report does not say the service between Willard and Dulles airports is coming, but if that service was added, it would add $8.3 million to the local economy and lead directly or indirectly to 89 new jobs. It is the first economic impact study like this since 2016. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel and jet fuel engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Oh, gee. Should have called ABC.
If your heating system isn't ready for winter, you need to call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. With regular maintenance from ABC, you will prevent small problems from becoming big problems, giving you equipment that lasts longer in a more comfortable indoor environment this winter. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400.
flowers are a calming presence. They shift a room into smelling fresh. It lifts the mood of its inhabitants. Blossom Basket understands how God's creation has those invisible qualities. For even going to blossombasket.com gives you a sense of peace seeing those beautiful flowers on that screen. Head there today and the flowers will speak for themselves. Then you can order the flowers and feel those invisible qualities that makes Blossom Basket flowers so delightful.
Well, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast. Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your copier printer specialist for over 36 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 56 with the clouds, 41 our low tonight. Rain in the forecast tomorrow, high 54, low 47. Up to 62 with mostly sunny conditions on Sunday, down to 40 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome wisdom to the radio, Brother Johnny, New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, good morning, Stevie.
Mike Ditka, Naples, Florida. How's that golf swing looking today, Coach?
Oh, my golf swing is not looking too good, but I'm playing.
Good deal.
I ain't quitting.
Well,
how's the weather down in Naples? Holy cow, it's warm, isn't it?
It's a little overcast today, but it's been on low 90s.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Awesome.
Cool, man.
Bobby Lou, Johnny's bride, fell off a bike. Mike broke her wrist. Having had surgery today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's a nasty fracture, but
man,
I think they can fix it. So we'll see how it goes.
How's she doing?
Good.
All
very
right.
Good.
Yeah, she's pretty tough. Pretty tough girl.
Yeah.
Okay, we begin with stuff in Washington. We like beginning with politics, get it done, and then we get into other stuff. Okay, firstly, Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard essentially a Russian asset. Tulsi Gabbard decided she's not going to run for a fourth term of Congress.
I've always done my best to serve wherever I felt I could make the most impact. This principle of service above self has been what has motivated the decisions that I've made throughout my life. And it's why I'm running for president.
And then she had the audacity to say this about Hillary. Uh-oh.
It's time for you to acknowledge the damage that you've caused.
Ooh.
And it is long past time for you to step down from your throne so that the Democratic Party...
You can't say that, Mike, about Hillary. What's wrong with her?
Well, it's good to see somebody had the guts to say it.
No kidding, but you better check your car brakes, Johnny. I mean, that you don't say stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, actually, I think Hillary was pushing Gabbard up higher in the polls because you said it yourself, you kind of like her and nobody else, and I think she'll draw votes off of Biden. Hillary doesn't do anything like that without thinking it through. Any more than the Wrath of Khan doesn't think it through. Listen, she's running for president, and she wants to be president so bad she just can't help herself. And so she's trying again. We'll see whether she jumps in. But
I think it's going to happen, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, but she's to me, and I don't think I agree with 90% of what Tulsi Gabbard believes in policy-wise, but she appears to be kind of the old-style Democrat where you could have a conversation with her. You could at least talk to her. I mean, that's different today.
Yeah, she does seem more
right about that. There is no way these people, it's hard to understand, really. You know, we're all pulling for the same thing, and that's for the greatness of America. It's to make this country better, to make it sound, to do all the right things we can for our country. And they don't do it. It's all about party. And party politics is bad.
Yeah, and I think it's also all about being in a club, too, which Trump, coach, isn't in the club. I mean, he just has a hard time.
But he doesn't want in that club. He can buy that club.
He wasn't invited.
Yeah. But it goes on. You have this investigation that nobody knows about because nobody reports on it except Fox about John Durham doing the independent counsel study on this FISA report. What did Obama administration do before the 2016 election? Were they spying on Trump? All this. And now it's turned to criminal investigation this morning. And the New York Times comes out and says Donald Trump is using this against his political opponents. If nobody's going to believe anything, even if you show them facts, what do we do with that, Johnny, if we disrespect the system?
Well, they can disrespect it, but the system can actually, they go, he is president of the United States, and these people, the attorney general, and they're appointed investigators, so they can do things under the law that that we've all agreed to, and they can be disrespectful all they want, but they could be in serious trouble. Some of them, Mike, might actually have some comeuppance. We'll see. I'm skeptical, but hey, they may catch some people here. So I think we'll see.
Is it a story if nobody reports on it?
If Comey goes to jail?
Not a story of nobody, but they'll report on this, that's for sure.
I would think they'll have to. But I think, again, it'll still come down to Donald Trump's manipulating his government to get it. I mean, they're never going to say, you got me. They're going to say, he's just doing that. We got to get rid of him and impeach him. This whole thing is.
They'll say that you got. They'll say you got me next November.
Well, there you go. It might be. Well, now, speaking of Donald Trump, he did a rally up in Minneapolis, and things are getting a little out of control on the street.
Video of a man being punched while leaving President Trump's rally in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago has led to the arrest of 31-year-old Dwight Smith and a felony charge. Police say the 22-year-old victim required stitches. Other news and social media videos showing protesters assaulting people, shouting expletives at police, and burning pro-Trump gear.
That's not the direction we want to go, Johnny, is it?
Well, of course not, and I think most of those people are paid. They just go around the country doing it. And I don't know why we don't do a little more investigating into those gangs that get money. And then they get people riled up locally, too. But there's the instigators, and they're professionals. And we've seen them all over the country. And why do you think they got their faces covered? It's the same people. It's just all part of this kind of I guess we would be called conspiracy theorists, but there does seem to be an organized attempt to deceive and to undermine, and it's pretty relentless. But, Mike, I don't think it's having the effect that they want it to have, who's ever doing it.
Well, because, it's not, John, but, the Minnesota is really, I didn't realize in my lifetime how liberal they really are up there. It's crazy. They really are. And it's amazing. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, you look at what Trump did when he was in office, and then you can look back and see what Obama did or somebody else. And if people in this country don't know that we're in better shape now than we've been in a long, long time because of his policies and things he is doing, then they're crazy. I mean, I don't know what they want. Our economy is as good as it's ever been. I mean, I just don't know what the heck they want.
Well, Coach, I think you just hit the nail on the head. The one reason some people don't appreciate what Trump's done is because they don't know what Trump's done. The media has spent 3 years talking about impeachment.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now they've made another story up based on the same sources from CIA or FBI or wherever it's coming from. And they've just commandeered the whole news cycle about trashing Trump. They won't talk about him putting the wall up to protect the border of the country, the unemployment, the support of law enforcement, the elimination of the caliphate of ISIS. None of that's on the news. It's just, we got to get this guy out of office.
Yep.
And Stevie, to be honest, I think Fox overplayed. I think they suckered Fox in, and they're overplaying the story about it, too.
Yeah.
They could do a lot more reporting on what Trump's doing for the country.
Yep.
I think it's a big sucker play, and they're just they're desperate, but they're getting into Hail Mary time, Coach. There's no question about it.
They're firing them. There's no question about that.
ESPN 93.5. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Coach, can you explain how the Saints have won 5 in a row without Drew Brees?
They're a good team. They're a well-coached football team, and they're a very good football team. If you look at everything they do, they run the ball much better than people ever thought they would. This is a balanced football team. What he's put together down there, he's got a very good defense. I mean, everything is sound. Special teams, defense, all that. There's nothing that'll jump out at you. But there's something there that's very stable. It's hard to make yardage on them. It's hard to score points on them. You know, and it's hard to stop their offense because they moved the ball in a lot of ways. So you know, the Saints are a pretty darn good football team right now.
To me, Coach, what I've seen that's maybe the best we've ever had is our secondary. And if you have a good secondary, there's a lot you can do on defense, I guess.
Because it cures a lot of yields, John.
Yeah.
Sure is a lot of
and then our offensive line's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty good.
No, it's really good. I love the pitch to line, who then pitched it to Taysom around the real creative plays that I'm seeing from, and they're using, I think, Teddy Bridgewater just right. Whether Drew Brees plays or not, I guess it's up to Drew. He says, if I'm ready, I'm playing at Sunday noon against Arizona and New Orleans.
I don't know what he'll do. Yeah. But what I couldn't even believe watching it was the Saints. Mike, the Saints were running right up the middle on the Bears 4, 5, 6 yards almost every time on the Chicago Bears.
That's what surprised me most about the Saints.
Yeah, me too.
They got a good running game.
Yeah, they do. Mike, how do you handle a quarterback getting booed at Soldier Field? They are really down on Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, the fans are frustrated. You know, things haven't gone well for a while, and fans are frustrated. But Mitch is... I think Mitchell's a pretty good football player. I do. I really do. I think you put a guy in, you got to keep him in his, you got to confine him to what he can do and stay away from what he can't do. But first of all, you got to understand, they've got to run the ball to be successful because their way to hurt you come off of play action passing.
Yep.
The defense has to be the strength of the football team. We knew that in the beginning. And they got to match up on special teams. It's not that hard to figure out. Nobody in that division, I don't think, is going to run away with it.
Mm. Well, I tell you about too, Coach. The Chicago fans, they kind of say what they're thinking at the time. I remember when Cutler was playing, and he was having a bad game, and some of the fans who went to the game with his jersey on. Took the jersey off and lit it on fire.
This is Jay Cutler, you said? Jay Cutler?
Yeah, that was for Cutler.
Oh, man.
They were lighting his jersey on fire.
Well,
you know, fans can be frustrated, so they have ways of showing it. But I don't know. Mitch, I thought he just should have played more in preseason. I think he told me they won 12 games last year.
Yeah, 12-4 last year. But I think they could run the football last year. Against the Saints, I think they ran the ball 7 times. I mean,
we got to run defense.
You're right. That exactly is the big problem. You know, you can't be an effective quarterback if you can't run the ball.
Yeah.
They have no if you can't threaten the other team with a running game, and they're just going to sit back and play pass on you. And you know, their pass rush will get through you often enough, so you're going to have problems.
I have a theory, and I think we saw it with the New York Giants over the years when they won a Super Bowl when they shouldn't have. They got in as a wild card. I think same things happening with baseball. I think hot beats the better team every time, and it looks like the Washington Nationals, a wild card team who have won 15 of their last 17 baseball games, headed back to the nation's capital up 2-0 on Houston, who I think is a far better team. Johnny, how do you explain that?
Well, I think you just explained it. You get hot.
You
got to tell you,
man.
The other thing, Coach, you got to admit too. The other thing about hot. You can get cold.
It's
not over. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
But,
you take what happened with the pitcher.
That,
I mean, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it's fun. The energy at these games when it gets to, you know, whatever the finals are in any sport, it's really fun because everybody's ratcheted up. The fans are actually watching. It is kind of fun to see the environment and the excitement from it all. Coach, back to the NFL quickly. Are we doing everything to protect the quarterbacks? Too much to protect the quarterbacks? What do you think?
Well, I think they have to. It doesn't matter, Steve. I think they have to. I mean, the game, you know, we can say what we want to say, you know, but most people want to see the glamour aspects of football. They're not going to look at the guys in the trenches and the guys doing the heavy-duty work. They're going to see the glorified, the receivers, the running back, quarterback. And they got to protect them as much as they can. But I think you got to be careful now. I really do. You know, you understand these defensive players are paid for one thing. And if you're a defensive lineman or an end and you're rushing a quarterback, your job is to get to the quarterback. And it's pretty hard when you're a 270-pound guy moving at the speed you're moving is not to hit him hard.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now, they're fair hits, but they're hard hits.
Yeah.
And I think you got to be careful where you referee that.
It's hard. And I tell you, the other thing about the calls or the referees, I think they've just got to change it to where there's a couple of referees in the booth by the screens, and they can override the call and say, pick up the flag, that wasn't a penalty. Because they're changing games, and they couldn't see it. The problem, Stevie, Mike, the fans see it. Everybody knows when there's a blown call. And they had a Detroit game, a couple weeks ago. Well, they really did blow a couple of calls that cost Detroit the game. And it isn't just Detroit. Now the Saints have to worry about Green Bay winning. The Bears got hurt by that call. And it hurts the whole game. You can't, when you have that many camera angles, you got to fix it.
I agree. It seems well, there should be a way.
20 seconds. It was a bad call. They got to fix that so they can make it right.
Yeah.
So. Well, I think what they're trying to do is not to undermine the officials. But you got to get it right. That's the whole object. Yeah. Get it right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Those officials, Stevie, make them part of the official team, and they won't override more than two or three calls a game. But that could be the game, and that's all.
I'm pretty impressed with the speed of that game now. How most of the time they're pretty good and out of bounds.
It's phenomenal.
I don't know how they see that it's so fast. And also, by the way, you got to make sure you don't get creamed on the play yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Man, I don't want to do that. Well, Mike, you're the best. Johnny, we appreciate you. Thanks so much. Always on Fridays. We really love chatting.
Thank you, guys. God bless you both. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Mike's in Naples. Johnny, New Orleans. Always great. Thank you. And you can text us if you want to comment, 359-2255. You're always welcome. ESPN 93.5, our offer today later at 10:30. You can go to GoStever.com and get $30 to Rosati's Pizza. There I go again. Oh, that cheese.
It's delicious.
They're cutting cheese right now. It's this. They buy the most expensive cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it's the best cheese.
Grate it fresh.
So get extra cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stringy. You can go to GoStever.com, 10:30. You got to be there right at 10:30. It won't last long. We have, I think it's 15 of them or 16 $30 vouchers. So many of you will enjoy Rosati's. Two stipulations. You have to use it within 7 days, and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience.
It's right over by Krannert Center on Gregory, right off Nevada. So make sure you get in on GoStever.com and click accept at 10:30.
That's if you just got to be there right at 10:00, and it lights up and it goes away in seconds. There's so many of you signed up now, which is wonderful. And we got some other things planned for you as well, so stand by. It's GoStever.com. You get signed up. You have to have a sign up and a password. Then you're in. Then you get ready for stuff like today at 10:30 for Rosati's Pizza. I give it to you. You spend it, and you eat it, and you enjoy it, and that's it. How's that work? Just use it. Enjoy. Yeah. All right, GoStever.com gets signed up 10:30 this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show. Check your weather next.
Hey, listeners. Have you ever heard what you don't know won't hurt you? Well, it may not, but it may make you hurt longer. Guess what? Last year in 2018, landmark legislation was passed where you can see your physical therapist without a physician referral, and it's called direct access. Are you tired of all the tests that don't give you answers but leave you with questions? Are you tired of taking pain pills? Are you tired of not having control of your life? Well, now, no worries. Go see a physical therapist and get your life back on track. Come to Mettler Center and see one of our 9 doctors of physical therapy. Visit us at MettlerCenter.com.
Hi, my name is Abby Mandala, Vice President of Centennial's Interactive. This Saturday, we will be hosting an event called Haunted High. This will take place at Centennial High School from 5:30 to 7:30. The admission fee for each person is either $5 or 4 canned goods. All the money will go towards Polio Plus, which is a campaign to end polio all over the world. The canned goods will be donated to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Come walk through Centennial's Carnival themed Haunted High, Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30.
Interact does such a great job. I'd go to that one. I can handle that one.
Yeah.
Don't be too scared.
The Haunted Hallway at Centennial, 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. Good job, Abby.
Here's your weather for the weekend.
All right, looking pretty good. We've got some clouds today with a high 56, 41 our low tonight, up to 54 tomorrow, down to 47. We have a chance of rain throughout the day. Sunshine expected on Sunday with a high 62, low 40. Right now the temperature's at 46 on ESPN 93.5, where I'm checking the text line at 359-2255.
Yep.
And it says, are you cutting the cheese right now? So.
I get it. Okay, I heard that in sixth grade.
Talking about Rosati.
I was talking about, cut the cheese was a sixth grade joke. Sorry.
Exactly.
Forgot it. They are grating the cheese.
Yes.
That's better.
At Rosati.
Thank you.
Again, 10:30.
Way to keep us.
GoSeaver.com.
Keep us honest. Busey Wealth Management Solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value, no bank guarantee. What they'll do with you, though, if you want to talk about estate planning, what's that? Good question. Estimated half of Americans don't know what that is. 56% don't have an estate plan. So what happens if you die? Is it all set up? I know you don't like talking about it.
I know it.
But you just have to get her done. Just have a simple will, and then if you got anything, divide by the kids or whatever you're doing. But you have to have something. Create your plan today. Identify any assets you might have. Make sure your wishes are known. Nobody wants to guess.
That's
it's something
right.
special. Be open and honest with loved ones. Adapt the plan over time. Establish a timeless legacy and consult the people at Busey Wealth Management. Speak with their team. Kurt Anderson and his team, experienced financial advisors, they're happy to sit down with you, no cost or obligation. Then you got that peace of mind saying, at least we got a plan. You can tell your children, hey, we got a plan.
That's right.
It's in this file. You and you are going to be executors. Just finish it. It's done.
Then
you don't have to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com.
Charlie had texted in about everyone just hates each other these days for R or D. It feels like a civil war half the time. I know he's coming off the political discussion you were having with Coach.
Yeah. And it's I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anything. I think that's a damaging thing to your soul and your body and your health.
Mm-hmm.
People that wake up with a fist clenched are not healthy people.
That's right.
They carry around things, and then they explode, and they wonder what happened. You just need to just dial things down. There have been ups and downs in the history of this country for 240-plus years. So, it's not like we're not going to get through all this. But that's the beauty of the country, where we could have talks about socialism. The most disconcerting part of all of this, in my opinion, is that you can't really say things anymore without being called names or physically abused. You walk out of a Trump rally in Minneapolis and somebody gives you stitches? Is this what we want? That was called the Civil War. That was 1861 to 1865.
That's what our texter's point is.
We don't want to fight, but we will. There will be violence, and you think there's a lot of guns out there? In 1861, there weren't that many guns. There weren't that many people. Abraham Lincoln won the election of 1860 with 1.8 million votes. There are 330 million people walking around now, and half of them have guns. We gotta figure this out. So what we have to do is stay civil. Make sure we understand that we're refined enough to discuss things like adults. And to not call everything hate speech if you disagree with it. There was an article yesterday. Somebody wanted to rewrite the First Amendment. The Constitution's freedom of speech to eliminate hate speech.
Oh, brother.
Well, who's going to determine what hate speech
That's
is?
Right.
It's whatever you disagree with. There's a warped area of our country that normal people can see saying, gosh, that seems a little extreme. You can point to left or right. There's both. But some of this talk about you can't say something because you're a hater is gotten out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to wear a Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat right in the middle of the quad without anybody hurting me.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't do that today.
Uh-uh.
you'll be physically and or vocally abused.
Right.
That's not right. You can say, hey, I can't stand your hat. Okay, that's funny. See you later. As opposed to somebody grabbing your hat, shoving you down. I mean, that's where we are. And that's crazy stuff. I don't care if you walked around with a Barack Obama hat and T-shirt and jumped up and down and did calisthenics. I'm not going to hurt you for it. I might disagree with some of the policies he had. But we ought to be able to discuss it all, shouldn't we? So it's disconcerting, to say the least, on some of the violence. That's just out of hand. And they do it under the auspices of I've got to stop hate when they're the haters. Nuts. Okay, back in a moment. Thank you. Don't go away. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane. It's 8 o'clock.
You want to make a splash. You want to impress your guests. You want them to walk out saying, wow. If you're planning a corporate event, private party, or need a customized menu, you need Miga Restaurant. From big business to small parties, Miga's private rooms can accommodate all party sizes. And they'll give you the luxury you deserve. Call 398-1020. Miga Restaurant.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.